talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I have a piece of very good news. I'll give you the background when I tell you what it is. The good news is that one of the, I think, finest circuit judges in the state, Judge Janet Protasiewicz of Milwaukee, announced yesterday that she is a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'll tell you, that is not only good news, it's a great relief to a lot of people, and I want to tell you the background of this and what I'm talking about. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, her website, I think, is Janet for Justice. I've known for 40 years. I think she was a volunteer on Congressman Jerry Klitschko's office. He was a good friend of mine, Jerry Klitschko, one of the great congressmen from Wisconsin. He was on the Ways and Means Committee, one of the most powerful committees in Congress. Very, very good guy. And Judge Janet was a volunteer for him at one time. She was in school. She spent 26 years as a district attorney in Milwaukee. And I'll tell you what, you spend 26 years as a DA in Milwaukee, and there is nobody that knows criminal law better than you, and nobody, she's very fair, has a great demeanor, but very tough. She's exactly what we need on the Supreme Court. And she's been a judge since 2014. Now, a little known race that's pending is the Supreme Court race. Everybody goes, Matt, what are you talking about? We have these November elections, remember, where Ron Johnson is up and Tony Evers is up and all this. Yeah, we do. We talk about it a lot, and I'm going to continue to talk about it a lot. But the Supreme Court is technically a nonpartisan position, and it is not on the ballot in November. The incumbent that she's running against is Chief Justice Rogensack, Pat Patience Rogensack. Now, Justice Rogensack, the Chief Justice, was one of the three Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn the 2020 election and not certify Joe Biden as a duly elected president with electors coming from Wisconsin. And we can't have that. I mean, we just flat out can't have that. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, in her opening announcement, said that there are right-wingers who have taken over the Supreme Court, and she will rule fairly. She may choose not to talk about individual cases. Most judicial candidates don't and can't, but I can. And knowing her, I can tell you that she will fairly rule that whoever wins the popular vote in the presidential election, there's going to be some teeth in that. She's not going to stand by as a judge and say, I'm going to overrule the will of the people in a duly constituted Democratic election. By Democratic election, I mean a small d, just one that's done right, regardless of who wins. We absolutely need this. Right now, there are seven justices of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and people are confused. Yes, there are nine justices of the U.S. Supreme Court. They're both called justices. Nine federal in Washington, seven state in Madison. Very complicated relationship, but basically, if the Wisconsin Supreme Court deals with Wisconsin law, there'll be deference paid to it, but frequently there's federal law that's being interpreted, and ultimately the nine Supreme Court justices, which are 6-3 Republicans in Washington, are the 800-pound gorilla. But, you know, there are 50 states and they can't take every case. Who ends up on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is absolutely important. Absolutely important. And it's very, very important to get a decent start. And this isn't too early by any means. The primary is in February. Second Tuesday in February. The general election is next April. How bad is that? So 10 months away to the primary? 9 months, really. Closer to 8 months. We're almost in June. 8 months. 8 months to the primary for Supreme Court. And if Judge Janet is elected, you are frankly going to have four very fair judges in the majority. And I don't discount Brian Hagedorn. I like Brian Hagedorn. Don't agree with him on a lot of things. Don't get me wrong. However, when it came time to stand tall, Brian Hagedorn stood tall. He voted to certify the election, unlike the other Republicans up there. Three of them voted to overturn the presidential election because of Trump. Brian Hagedorn did not. Good for him. And there are a couple of other things where he read the Constitution and stood tall. But if Judge Janet, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, whom I have known for 40 years, when she first volunteered for Congressman Jerry Klechka, my friend, great congressman, boy, he's a great congressman. He took Clem Zablocki's place when Clem passed away in the early 80s. He was a great one, too. Clem Zablocki, by the way, was the chairman of the House Foreign Relations Committee. And he was a very major reason why John F. Kennedy won the primary against Hubert Humphrey in 1960 here in Wisconsin. Very big reason. He backed JFK. And I was only 13 at the time. So I wasn't there, but there was a big dinner, the Pfister Hotel. JFK was there. Clem Zablocki was there. Elderly friends of mine, the Democratic Party, there. That was a very, very wonderful evening. And when Clem sadly passed away in the early 80s, the special election, Jerry Klechka won and served with great distinction. Jerry has since passed away, but Janet Protasiewicz was a, Judge Janet was a student, volunteered in Jerry Klechka's office. And she's been just very, very strong ever since. 26 years as a district attorney, and a tough one too, a very tough one. And then a judge since 2014. I don't know if Chief Justice Rogensack is running for election. The rumors are that she is not. She's up in April of 2023. Primary in February of 2023. February of 2023. How far away is that? 8 months? We're almost in June. It's a little over 8 months. Not too early to start. I don't know if anybody else is going to run in this race. Encourage some Republicans running. Judge Janet is not going to run as a in a partisan way. Although you know her background from, you know, Jerry Klechka. But having said that, she's just a fair judge. A prosecutor is not a Democrat or Republican. A judge is not a Democrat or Republican. But she came right out blasting the right wing for basically hijacking our democracy. We need her on the court. We really need her on the court. With the three minority judges, minority, I mean in the 4-3 sense of you have N. Walsh Bradley, you know, you have Kurofsky. You have Dalit, they're great. But they need some reinforcements just to preserve our democracy. This is not a partisan deal. And Judge Janet Protasiewicz will help save our democracy. And frankly, Brian Hagedorn on constitutional questions involving our core democracy. On our core democracy, on whether or not our votes count, on whether or not people can take our votes away from us, like in Russia or China or North Korea, Brian Hagedorn will stand tall. It'll be a 5-2 court then. If Judge Janet gets on a lot of these issues, it'll be 4-3 in the good way. But Brian Hagedorn, don't count him out. Could be 5-2. We absolutely need this. We need this. So I don't know who else is running. There's always people. There's always people. TV lights go on and everybody comes swarming around. But there's going to be nobody who's more experienced, 26 years as a DA and 8 years as a judge, than Judge Janet. Nobody. And we will be very, very well served if she gets on. You know, an example of what's going on with these characters, the kinds of cases that are going to have to come up. Tim Michaels, now he's a guy who's running for governor as a Republican. And at first I thought, oh, well, he's a little more moderate than the others. Well, maybe he is. Maybe he's just talking a good game. But here's what the guy did. He flipped. Yesterday he flipped. And he came out and he said he now wants to eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission, turn elections over to the legislature. You can't have that. You can't have a gerrymandered legislature that gets 47% of the legislative vote, get over 2/3 of the seats. They lose the legislative vote, and then they pick the presidential electors and ram Trump down our throat. You can't have that. You can't have that. And Michaels, if he's just woofing and talking smack, he better come correct with some respect. If he wants to, if he's trying to signal some things to the base, we'll put up to it, to a point. But I'm getting tired of it. But Judge Janet's got to get on there. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, I've known her 40 years. Very good, tough judge. We're going to a break. The lines are alive, I know, and some of you have been on for a little bit. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you in order right after the break. 844-967-2789.
Midnight Rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.